The United Nations and international relief agencies are trying to pressure the Taliban rebels who've taken over Afghanistan to end their repressive policies toward women. Yesterday, UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali warned the rebels that if things don't change, there could be serious repercussions for aid programs underway now in Afghanistan. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The rebels have acknowledged that they want the foreign relief programs. After years of war, Afghanistan is a country in great need of food, health care, economic assistance. But the rebels have imposed strict Islamic law. They interpret that to mean no schooling or jobs for women. That puts the rebels in direct conflict with the United Nations' commitment to human rights. UN Undersecretary for Political Affairs Merrick Goulding says the UN has fought discrimination against women in other parts of the world, but the actions of the Taliban called for an even stronger response.
We have pressed it further and more publicly in this statement that was issued yesterday than we have in previous such cases.
Goulding says the decision to issue yesterday's statement on treatment of women was made after he visited Afghanistan and talked to relief workers.
And one of the points which I heard most often was that we need a line. We need a clear line as to what the United Nations position is on this very difficult issue. And they all admitted it was a very difficult issue.
Drawing that line puts the United Nations and the relief agencies it supports in a nerve-wracking position. The United Nations risks offending other Islamic states that also impose restrictions on women. Goulding says he's heard no complaints from them so far.
But I can see that this is a very forthright statement. I think there's been a considerable welcome for it here, as probably in other Western countries, but I can imagine that elsewhere in the world it may be thought that this is a bit intrusive by the United Nations.
The dilemma for the aid organizations is perhaps more wrenching, whether they should discontinue their relief work to uphold the principle of women's rights. In Afghanistan, the dilemma is particularly acute because the bulk of relief work is aimed at women and children. A spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross says it's staying in Afghanistan, even if the UN and its relief groups pull out. Peter Easley says the ICRC is talking to the rebels, trying to ensure the ability to continue its programs, most of which concentrate on health and the rights of prisoners. Save the Children, primarily funded by the UN, is not as independent. The director of its Asia programs, David Clausenius, points out women are integral to the group's work as healthcare providers and teachers. He says Save the Children is negotiating with the Taliban, too, and the issue of discrimination against women is on the table. One group that already has curtailed its Afghanistan operations is UNICEF. It did so in Taliban-held areas long before the rebels took Kabul. Executive Director Carol Bellamy says UNICEF continues its health programs but has suspended its work in education. She explains that the principle of non-discrimination has guided UNICEF for 50 years.
The gender gap in education in the world today is a very key issue in development. We believe passionately about all children having the right to education, boys and girls, and will fight for all children having a right to education.
The largest international aid donor in Afghanistan is the World Food Program. Its spokesman, Michael Ross, says the organization sent a delegation to Kabul a few days ago to discuss whether it could remain in Afghanistan, given what's happening. So far, he says, no decision's been made. Relief officials are reluctant to discuss publicly just how far they're prepared to go on behalf of principle. But one who asked not to be identified says all options are under consideration, including a cutoff of aid. He says everyone hopes it won't come to that, that food can be used as powerful leverage with the rebels. I'm Vicky O'Hara in Washington.